WZR. It's the Jazz McKay Radio Extravaganza at 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR. And it's a Monday. Dr. Mensink, it's a Mensink Monday.
Mensink Monday, my gosh.
It's a Mensink Monday here on the program.
We brought in Dr. Rose from the practice.
How you doing, Rose?
I'm doing amazing.
Good to see you, girl.
Thank you.
So what are we going to, we're talking, well, before we get to talking about, I want to tell you about what happened to me over the weekend. I know how to pronounce this. And Dr. Rose, you can help Dr. Mensink. It's called plantar
fasciitis.
Fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
This is the strangest thing. I thought it was a bone spur. Is that what a plantar fasciitis is?
It can be. It's a bit more complex than that. But often they're associated with heel spurs and bone spurs. In fact, years ago, we used to think the heel spur was the cause of the plantar fasciitis. It's part of the syndrome. All right. It's not the actual cause, but it can cause a lot of problems.
Okay, Dr. Rose, if you would explain to the audience what a plantar fasciitis is.
Yeah, I can't. Because I'm not a physician. I'm a counselor. Dr. Mensink's your guy for that.
It's interesting, but
it's a pain in the foot.
It's a pain in the foot. That's my
it is. There's several issues with plantar fasciitis. Number one is that it can be very painful. I mean,
walk at all.
People who haven't had it, right? People who've had it off, wimps or kind of thing. It can be very painful. Number two is it's due to the anatomy of the foot and problems with it. A fascia. There's a fascia that goes, think of it, from a big band of tissue that goes from the toes to the heel, all right? And that's the plantar fascia. And several things happen to it. Number one, it can get inflamed, all right? For a number of reasons, it can get...
Is it a muscle?
It's called fascia, but think of it like a muscle, a piece of gristle from your meat.
Okay.
It's a muscle. It's not muscle like you think of muscle. It's a hard, hard, firm, it's like gristle that you have in your beef steak or something like that. It's that kind of muscle. It's a thick plate of muscle. It's what holds the arch up, all right? So if that arch gets inflamed for whatever reason, could be you're overweight, all right? It could be that your testosterone levels are low, all right? Men present with back pain when their testosterone levels get low. Mm-hmm. They present with back pain and can get foot pain because especially if they're overweight and their arches start to flatten and go down because the testosterone makes men, it makes their mood better, and it does a whole bunch of things, but makes their mood better and exchanges fat, makes their muscles strong.
All right.
What testosterone does. So if your muscles get weak because your testosterone level is getting low, all right, what happens, you often will get back pain or foot pain, all right? And so it's one of the things we think of in the differential.
Well, this plantar fasciitis has got anything to do with the boners. It's just that hunky piece of gristle.
It's a hunky piece of gristle.
That's a technical
term.
Dr. Jazz term.
I've been studying medicine. Big hunk of gristle down there.
I'm not sure I should have started with that. Anyhow, it's caused by that piece of fascia, all right? And we used to, if that fascia gets, strained too much, it'll cause a bone spur to form from the heel.
All right.
And those often are the site of pain. In fact, if you push on your sole or have somebody push on your sole, half an inch to an inch in from the from the heel, you'll get this. We call point tenor. So you push there and you jump off a floor. It hurts so much.
Oh, man, it hurts bad.
And often that's because of that heel spur, which is part of plantar fasciitis, is getting inflamed. And that's actually quite fairly easy to solve, all right? Usually those respond quite well to trigger point injections of cortisone. It's fast, it's quick, it's very little.
How long does that last, though?
Anywhere from 6 months and up.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't always. If there can be other things, especially if that's not the sole reason for the diagnosis, you have to treat the root issue. But if that's what's really causing your root pain, it can be like magic. I mean, I've had patients, especially if they hurt a lot, we add a little bit of Marcaine, a little numbing medicine to it. They come in crawling or, hobbling kind of thing, and they walk out normal. Because you put a little bit of numbing medicine because it hurts. These shots hurt when you do it. So you put a numbing medicine so it doesn't hurt as much when and they walk out normal kind of thing. and it's sort of a way of you know, the numbing medicine lasts. It's a special form of numbing medicine that will last for 3 or 4 days, so several hours to days. And so what happens is it gives it time for the steroids to start working. All right.
Gotcha.
By then the steroids take over, the pain goes away, and you're off to the races, kind of thing. It's not easy to treat in some people. Can be difficult, and you need the part of the key, Jazz, is to look at the root issue. It's complex.
Mm. Yeah. Doesn't look well. I mean, I went to WebMD and found page after page after page on the crap, and I still didn't understand what the hell it was talking about, you know?
Well, it's a bit more complex than last week's topic of stinky feet.
Stinky feet. But we're still,
but we're
on
still
the
in the feet
in the foot
department.
Area. Right, exactly. Dr. Rose, I hear about holiday depression. You know, people get depressed around Christmas time. I can understand people getting depressed over a number of different things, but how does just, a holiday, Christmas, end up causing people severe depression to the point that they might commit suicide?
Well, I think that people who contend with depression anyway are going to be more susceptible to struggling through the holidays.
Right.
But also the holidays, particularly the Christmas holiday, presents a time in life where you're supposed to be happy and joyous and up, and we have these amazing expectations of what Christmas is going to be, and it's not. And we look at previous years and things that have happened or have not happened, or there's a loss, or there's a death, or you've moved and you're not connected with people that you need to be celebrating with, or you're just generally not taking care of yourself. There are a lot of risk factors that contribute to seasonal affective disorder, which is basically what this is. And the holidays are just hard for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons.
I've heard that because of the fact that it gets darker, I'll say 5 yeah. o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. that has something to do with it, too.
It does. It absolutely does. I've got a list of tips that we can talk about in a few minutes. And one of them is keep your windows open as long as you possibly can. Stay in natural light as long as you possibly can in the day. Because even people in Alaska, where it's short light span during the day, mm-hmm. they deal with seasonal affective disorder throughout the year, not just in the fall and winter seasons. So, yeah, there are definitely some things you can do to counter it.
What do you suggest, Doc? What do you, when you deal, you must deal with this, you know, you're...
Well, there's several things. The 19 million people in this country are depressed at any one time. You know, that's a lot. You know, out of 350 million, it's not a non-significant amount of people. Number two is, from my perspective, you know, I was just before the program we were talking, and you were asking me, "What do I do?" kind of thing. the patients who have a depression, ongoing depression, and you know, we'll be sitting between now and in the last 2 weeks, you know, till Christmas. Mm-hmm. When they come in, we look and talk about those issues and see if they're at risk. All right, because the risk of suicide just goes through the roof around Christmas because of all these issues, kind of thing. So what I do in the practice, these patients, and you get a pretty good sense after, you know, if you know your patients, you know if they're going to be struggling during that mm-hmm. time. I'll often, you know, we'll have them follow up with a counselor a bit sooner with Dr. Rose. I'll have them come in and see them often. In fact, often, you know, my week before Christmas is full of patients that are, I'm checking for making sure the depression
really?
Risk is mm-hmm. not high. Because it's better off, Jazz, to just check these patients. And two things happen. Number one, if I see them, we talk about this and these risk issues, you know, they're aware. But if I see that they want to be seen, they know that Dr. Mensick wants to see them, all right? And I don't know any studies that show that, but all of a sudden they feel somebody is caring and is concerned about them. And all of a sudden, they're going to try to keep themselves up so not get into trouble. I'm not sure if that makes that way a good medical sense, but it seems to work that way.
I can see.
It seems to work that way. And so we have less troubles. Where I've gotten caught over the years are not picking it up, or my gut instinct saying, yeah, maybe there should be something, and then not following up with it.
Gotcha.
And then these patients get in trouble. And I look at it, if I have a patient commit suicide, I've lost. You can't prevent every suicide, don't get me wrong. But that said, I think there's things we can do to lessen it at this time of year. That's why Sherry Rose sets up these, what do you call it, these classes. But
yeah, it's Holiday Blues.
In fact, you should talk about that.
Because
that's good. But we partnered with her and her clinic because essentially there's a group of people that are at risk, and they usually know who they are, Jazz. All right, out of the thousands, of, you know, that are listening today, right now, there's certain people that know Christmas is a tough time. You don't have to, you know, they know, you know, more than you and I do, and they know. And then if they know that there's these things available, it makes a lot of difference.
You know, I to me, I spent a lot of years not in a relationship, you know, not having a wife or a girlfriend to spend time with. And when you're in my business in radio, you live pretty much a nomadic life. You know, you're 1 year here, 2 years there, you're moving around. You mentioned, you know, new in a town. And
Lack of connection.
Mm-hmm. I guess over my close to 60 years, combining all of that with the fact that my father used to work for Shell Oil Company, therefore we were moved every 4 years, you know, since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten used to that maybe it doesn't affect me as much. Yeah. But there are times, too, you know, I can think back before I met Laura, before, you know, when I was in Fresno or when I was in Michigan or somewhere, Ohio, without a significant other, that I just kind of grew to accept the fact that I didn't have anybody to spend Christmas with. There was no Christmas tree, you know, from maybe the last relationship I had, there was a box of ornaments that was stuffed up in the attic someplace, but they never came down. I watched Charlie Brown Christmas and maybe the Red-Nosed Reindeer show or something like that, just a flashback on my youth. But I looked at Christmas, to be perfectly honest, as being a time for children and just not a time for me.
Jazz, a lot of people do that. A lot. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with having children. You know, that's part of Christmas.
No, because when I did have my grandchildren in my life, so I was going to say, it changed, you know. But they're no longer a part of, they don't live here any longer. Yep. Their parents took them away. Yep. And
no, there's a large group of people. You know, I hate to think this, you know, but there's a large group of people. They know usually who they are and when they're going to get in trouble. And often it's related to different traumas or things that have happened around Christmas. You know, what are some of those, Dr. Rose?
Some of the triggers that people can be looking for that are going to trigger holiday depression or seasonal affective disorder is grief. If you're in the process of grieving something, or if previous holidays have been difficult, there's no reason to think you're going to magically be okay in this one if you haven't resolved whatever was causing you a problem. Disputes, particularly disputes in the family, cause a lot of difficulty over the holidays.
Yeah, we have trouble in our family because my wife doesn't do it my way all the time.
Well, that's because she's a wise woman.
Oh, my God. I think my wife is probably listening. I'll be in trouble tonight.
That's okay. I'll cover her back. I'll get you next time. Transition. People who are in transition between jobs or empty nesters or whatever transition in life makes it a little bit difficult to enter the holidays because things are changed. People like tradition and they like things to stay the same. And when the holidays change, it makes it difficult. Yeah. Loss, past depression, as I mentioned, and also financial problems that are not only we have going into, but then are actually created over the holidays because of this pressure we have to provide excessively and to perform, and the Joneses next door, and we want our kids to feel as loved and valued in the society of let me show you by what I can buy you. And a lot of the heart of what Christmas is different than it was, particularly for people our age when we were little. And so just the stresses of the holiday cause a lot of people a lot of problems.
You know, Jazz, another thing, when you mentioned up, Dr. Rose, that kind of really, to me, strikes me. I'm a male, and I pick up this more, but males, God made men with an innate, ability that they have to provide for their family, all right? Women don't really understand that, and we have studies showing that maybe over 80% of men, there's something that's in us. We can't explain. If I don't provide for my family, it's not
useless.
Good. Useless. Yeah. But what happens is when a male doesn't work, who's used to providing for his family, he doesn't work for 6 weeks, over 90% of these men get some form of depression.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is, you know, and men don't want to admit it. And they, men have the idea, I'm going to work through it, and I'm not strong, you know, my, I'm going to, you know, the stronger I am, the better it'll be, kind of thing, which is exactly the opposite thing to do. But when people don't work, especially men, and they come around the holidays, and now they already have depression from this, and now they can't provide for their wife or their kids or do this or do that, it just compounds themselves. And yeah, the, really, you know, we always think of women as being the people that are the risk. That's not true. It's men also.
It's men. Yeah,
yeah, it's exactly. An identity. It challenges their identity.
Mm-hmm.
And for a man to not be able to do what a man needs to do, primarily provide for his family, it exacerbates the issue.
Exactly. We'll be right back some more. By the way, if you are interested in joining the conversation, 399-1560, 399-1560. This is KNZR.
Sorry. Teachers Association voted to go on strike if Fresno Unified School District and the union do not reach a mutual agreement. While Fresno Unified is actively working towards finding common ground, we are offering California certificated substitute teachers $500 per day to step up and teach in the event of a teacher strike. Training and curriculum will be provided. Apply to be a Fresno Unified substitute by visiting fresnounified.org.
How much have you been overpaying for your auto or homeowner's insurance? If you're not insured with Charpentier Insurance Services, my guess is you're overpaying a lot. I know it seems like a pain to track down the paperwork from your current policy and to go through the process of getting a new quote from Charpentier Insurance Services. But think about it. If you knew you had hundreds of dollars stored away in a box somewhere in your house, you'd spend the time to find it, wouldn't you? Quit saying goodbye to your money. Call Charpentier Insurance today at 322-1888 and let their friendly staff show you that they can lower your insurance costs without letting your coverage suffer. In fact, they can get you equal or better coverage for less because Charpentier Insurance Services has spent years representing only top quality insurance companies. Then take all of that money you'll be saving with your new policy from Charpentier Insurance and treat yourself to something more fun. Go shopping. Have a night out on the town. You deserve it. Call Charpentier Insurance Services for a quote today at 322-1888.
322-1888. Charpentier Insurance Services.
Announcing the American Jewelry Company's first clearance sale in 5 years. 2 weeks only, November 27th to December 9th. Save 25 to 50% off almost everything here on the fifth floor.
We rarely have a sale. The savings are real, and these prices will not be repeated this year.
Up to 50% off. Dozens of top jewelry designers, fine Swiss timepieces, names you know, at prices you won't believe.
To all our friends and best customers, I urge you to come see us today while selection is best.
At up to 50% off, this is the jewelry sale of the year. The American Jewelry Company's holiday clearance. It's going on now through December 9th on the fifth floor. The lowest prices of the year. Get there today.
American Jewelry Company. We can make diamonds a part of your life.
Now with holiday hours Monday through Friday, 10 until 5:45 p.m. Saturdays from 10 until 4. Don't miss it.
As a homeowner, there's a few things that I can fix or work on myself, but the one thing that I'll leave entirely up to the professionals is the electrical stuff. So when I needed some work done in one of my bathrooms, I did what I always do. I asked my Facebook friends for a good electrician. Several of them suggested Electrical Power Services Incorporated, or EPSI. When I checked out their website, I thought to myself, man, there's just no way. These guys are an industrial electrical company. I can't call them for a bad outlet. But I did, and sure enough, not only do I now have a great electrician for myself, but one I can recommend to my friends, too. These guys do it all, from residential to commercial, overhead lines, oil field work, instrumentation, and controls. They even do those dadgum windmills. You can count on Electrical Power Services Incorporated to do quality work at a great price. So call them today, 396-0907. That's 396-0907. Or Google EPSI Bakersfield. That's EPSI Bakersfield. And tell them Jazz sent you.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company has nearly 1,000 nearly new vehicles to choose from. Toyota to Lexus, BMW, Ford, Honda, and Mercedes. Priced mostly from $10,000 to $20,000. And we finance working people with incomes as low as $450 a week. Many with repos, delinquent credit cards, family issues, new in town, or have trouble proving income.
I clean houses so I get paid in cash, and I still got approved.
Let nearly 100 lenders compete to approve you. Then choose from almost 1,000 vehicles only at Paul Blanco.
KNZR. Jazz McKay is not right wing. He's just right. You're listening to Jazz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM. KNZR.
About the perfect bumper music for the topic of depression. I feel like I've been tied to the whipping post, baby. You know, you brought Dr. Rose with us today with Dr. Mensing, and Doc, you brought past Christmases, you know, mm-hmm. and how that can have an effect on you. And it's funny because we have the 8mm films of 1963, 64, 65, all of that, you know, with my sister and I pulling the eye boogers out of our eyes, walking down the hallway, you know, the light. Back in them days, remember the lights, Doc? You're too young. But, Doc, you remember those big, huge lights you had to have to light up your 8mm cameras.
Yeah.
Those big, monstrous, hot, bright things. And my dad with the camera, my mom holding the light. And, oh, come on, Jazz. There, Trisha, look, Jazz, look, I got your Christmas tree. Santa Claus has been here. And I had great memories, you know, of that. But then there was a 1968 Christmas in Denver, Colorado, and I wanted a racetrack really bad. And my mother went out, and she looked. You know, I wanted one of those that you saw in the back of the Sears and Roebuck catalogs in Montgomery mm-hmm. Ward toy section, you know. And the black track with the, you know, the figure eight or whatever shape it might have been. It seemed like all my buddies had one. And the only thing she could find was in some discount store someplace, and it was some little cheap Japanese knockoff of a racetrack. And we set it up on Christmas morning, and boy, was I not happy just looking at the thing. And then we got it plugged in and turned it on, and then it didn't work. And I started throwing a temper tantrum, you know. And my mom, she went over, she sat down on the couch, and she just started crying. And I'd never seen my mother cry, you know, never seen it before. And I felt like pure SH, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I walked over there and I climbed up on the couch and sat down next to her and put my arm around her. But when I think of Christmas, that's the first, all my life, that's the first memory that comes to me. When I think of my life as a child and Christmas, that haunts the hell out of me. Mm. Just the thought that I would hurt her the way I did. Not unintentionally.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're proving her what she just said, you know. That's true.
My poor mom. Yeah, she put up with stuff from me, man.
The higher the emotional content of whatever that episode was around Christmas, the more easier it is to carry that baggage into this season. And that's what we see. What do you do about that?
Well, one of the things that we do to make sure that we're staying in this Christmas is we live in this Christmas and we stay in the moment intentionally and don't let this Christmas be informed or dictated by the experiences of our past. Mm-hmm. We get to tell ourselves a new story every year. We get to create a new Christmas every year. And for people that are dealing with the depressive side of, or depression, finding something new and different that they can do, start a new tradition. Or find a new play to go to, or decorate your Christmas tree in bright pink, or just do something different, right? Do something different. This year, I wanted to. We got this great new artificial tree, and my husband picked it because it had the best light show. And it's not the most amazingly beautiful tree, or even close, but it's got the most amazing light show. And one of the settings is you can have these purple lights. And we have a little girl, and I'm like, Danica, let's decorate our tree all in pink and purple this year. And she would not have it. I'm like, come on, let's do it all in pink and purple. It'll be your tree. And she's all, no, I want all the colors. I'm like, all right. So we did all the colors anyway, and we set it on the multicolor light switch. But do something different. Create a new tradition. Do something special that's for you. Have Christmas for you and be good. And in situations like the one that comes up from your past, if there are things in your life that you need to forgive, particularly yourself for, Christmas is a beautiful season to do that. So you
That's
can,
a long list.
So, well, start with the first one.
It's a long list. Unfortunately, it's a long list. Yeah. Let's go to the phones and get Roy here with us. Roy, how are you, brother?
Hey, Jazz, how are you doing? Hey, I can relate to all the things you guys are talking about right
really?
Now. I've been off of work for about 6 weeks now, and it gets depressing not being able to go back to work.
Yeah. Women, hey, women don't understand this, Roy, but all guys do. They know.
I know. Hey, changing the subject, well, it relates to it. Hey, what exactly is, I need a selective nerve root block on your spine. What does that exactly do?
Okay.
I know they have some meds in it, but...
Essentially what they'll do is they'll isolate that root, all right, and the, usually the foramen or the hole where it comes through the bone in your spine, that canal, and they'll locate that. Either by ultrasound would be the most common, but different ways of locating that, and then through some type of imaging. They'll put a needle to that area, and they'll put certain medications, which may be steroids, maybe so far as even some blocks are even done with permanent blocks where they put a glycerol or a medicine that will kill the nerve. That's not that common. Or a medicine that will put the nerve to sleep or numb it up, things like that. That medicine goes around that nerve root. Think of it, it makes it more relaxed, or makes it the swelling go down, or it makes that rapid firing, Roy, that causes all the pain to sort of go to sleep.
That's
for it.
Completely different than an epidural then, correct?
Yes, this is different.
Okay.
They may use the same medicines, by the way, depending what type of block you're doing, but it's a totally different procedure.
Okay, so now I was just curious about that because I'm looking at that, and I was like, well, I guess I'll call the guy who really knows a lot of stuff because I'm only listening to you on the radio, and then you guys are talking about depression. I got depressed.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hang tight, Roy. I'm going to give you some tips to pull yourself out of that.
Right. You take care, brother.
This change of time thing is driving me nuts. It's like, oh, my God.
It is weird because
it's dark.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard for everyone in October.
Yeah, it is because you just, you know, I'm looking out the window and it looks like it's 8 o'clock.
And I know,
it's only 5:30.
Yep.
Anyway, I sure appreciate your advice and your knowledge, and you guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
You
and
too,
we appreciate
Roy.
You listening to us, Roy. We'll be right back with more. 399-1560 is the phone number. If you had a question for either of the doctors with us this afternoon, 399-1560. This is KNZR.
Good afternoon. Surveillance video footage led Bakersfield police to arrest two men and charge them with first-degree murder in the death of 30-year-old Isaac Matthew Ortiz. Ortiz died 8 days after he was attacked on November 4th in the 200 block of Truxton Avenue. A third suspect is still on the loose. The CHP says a car collided with a tractor on North Rancho Drive and Herring Road near Arvin early yesterday morning. The driver of the car was killed in the crash. Three other passengers were injured. The tractor operator was not injured. It's a record. Fans threw 10,549 stuffed toys onto the ice Saturday night during the Bakersfield Condors' annual Teddy Bear Toss. The previous record was around 8,000. Checking the Chevron Weather Center for Monday, November 27th. Partly sunny today and a cool 63 for a high. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 40. Hazy sunshine Tuesday with a high near 62. I'm Bill Curtis on KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
The Ford Black Friday Sell-A-Thon is here, and that means you have 7 days to save. Lease a 2017 Fusion SE with the tech package and 1.5-liter EcoBoost gas engine for $199 a month plus tax for 36 months. Zero down, zero security deposit, zero first month's payment. With $845 due at signing after $6,700 total Ford rebates. 7 days to lease a 2017 Mustang V6 Coupe for $279 a month plus tax for 36 months. Zero down, zero security deposit, zero first month's payment. With $645 due at signing after $4,400 total Ford rebates. This is a great way to drive a smart new Ford at a lease you can easily afford. But it all ends November 30th.
Cash due at signing includes initial payment, tax, first year's license, subsequent license fees extra. Tax based on City of Los Angeles residency. Tax amount varies by city. Not all leases qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Lease. 31,500 miles with 15 cents per mile excess mileage charge. Payments may vary. Individual dealer determines price. Offer valid 11/24 through 11/30/17. See dealer for qualifications. Meet Paul Sheldon's client, Steve Wood, of Steve Woods Entertainment.
Paul Sheldon Insurance. If you were born in the 50s and now you're in your 60s and you need Medicare, supplemental insurance, then hop into your ride, put your troubles aside, and cruise on down to Paul Sheldon Insurance. Paul and his staff will help you find the right plan to meet your needs. If you were born in the 50s, now you're in your 60s, see Paul and his staff, Paul Sheldon Insurance. If you've turned 65 and need Medicare supplemental insurance, call Paul Sheldon Insurance at 661-398-2298.
Call Paul Sheldon at 398-2298. Again, 398-2298, or just Google Paul Sheldon Health Insurance.
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
No one can beat us. No one can touch us. You won't find better prices. Shop and compare. We don't care. Take a look our way and come into
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
Give your home new flooring for the holidays. Beautiful new hardwood, waterproof laminate, woodlook tile, all in stock and ready for immediate install. Don't forget, Carpet Outlet Plus also has rental grade and commercial grade carpets and floors at the guaranteed lowest price. If it's for your home, office, or rental, your best flooring deals are at Carpet Outlet Plus. New flooring, the gift you can use for years to come from Carpet Outlet Plus. 3.5 blocks west of 99 on Rosedale Highway. Or for a free estimate, CarpetOutletPlus.com.
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism. And we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
KNZR. It's not gun control, it's freedom control. You're listening to Jazz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM. KNZR.
One thing's for sure, if you weren't depressed before, you certainly will be by listening to that song. We're doing our best to bring you down this afternoon. But we got some good news in the sense that your views on your website have really gone through the roof.
We have, Jazz, our website, drmensink.com, and we've redone it recently, the last several months. But make it more user-friendly and a whole bunch of other things. But what's really neat is most of these shows are archived on the radio or on our website, and we have a whole, just, I was going to say hundreds. I'm not sure if it's that's overstretching it, but just dozens, so many video clips. And what's happened over the last week, just the number of people going to our website and watching these video clips is just skyrocketing. And there's so much good information. I tell people, it's a cheap way to get a phenomenal, a lot of real neat, cheap, simple, just basic, you know, medical help and things like that. And it's becoming very popular. It's amazing.
That's fantastic. It's drmensink.com. That's drmensink.com. And speaking about holiday blues, you, Dr. Rose, you are doing, you have a session every available every, what is it, Tuesday night?
It's a workshop that we do. Excuse me. It's a workshop that we do at Wellspring Personal Development. And it's three Tuesdays in December at 6:30, and we'll get together and we'll just have fellowship and we'll chat about what's going on in our lives. And I will teach about different aspects and different things that you can do to get through the holidays feeling better than maybe last year.
Yeah.
And connected with other people and with just some knowing that you're loved and you're supported and you're not alone.
What's the cost for that, Sherry?
There's no charge. I do not charge for that particular group. It's just something I want to give to the community.
Okay, so that is the December 5th, 12th, and 19th.
Yeah, and I will need registration for that.
Okay.
Which they could contact the Wellspring office. The number is 489-5953.
489-5953. Mm-hmm.
And they can also find the information on the Wellspring website, which is wellspring-journey.com. Yeah, but if you Google search Wellspring Personal Development, it'll come up right on top.
Wellspring.
You can find it. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Now, yeah. What are some of the solutions what's some of the advice that you give folks?
We talk a lot about our habits. So exercising, eating smart. We have to really be careful over the holidays because the potential, that's right, to graze on excessive amounts of fat and carbohydrates do not serve us emotionally. So we need to be careful of that. Reducing caffeine also reduces anxiety levels, mm-hmm. and that helps. It reduces stress levels, and that helps.
I love coffee, but I've just had to pretty much put it out of my life.
Yeah.
It's just one cup will make me just edgy as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's caffeine. It's a drug.
I don't like it.
Yeah. So make sure you're getting sunlight, even on a day where it isn't necessarily bright and cheery. If you go stand outside, if you can see light, there's sunlight out there,
right.
And it'll serve you. Take a couple quick walks a day. Take 2 10-minute walks around the block. It'll help you do better. Volunteer. Mm. Sometimes the best thing we can do for ourselves is get out of our own heads. And so find a place where you can volunteer or you can serve other people. There's almost always someone out there that's a little less fortunate than you. There's a lot of great opportunities at churches and nonprofits. We're doing a toy drive at my nonprofit at Wellspring. So there are always ways that you can serve other people. That's
It sounds sarcastic, but it's true.
It is true.
It sounds sarcastic, but it's true. When, there but for the grace of God go I can see myself in this person, and I'm doing pretty good compared to them. How's that? That is supposed to boost you up.
Yeah.
It sounds cynical as hell, but.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the truth. Make sure you get enough sleep. So many times we don't sleep well. Intentionally, we stay up too late, we drink too much coffee, we attend too many Christmas parties, we overeat and we can't sleep. Whatever our issues are, make sure we're getting enough sleep. Set really realistic and healthy goals for yourself and expectations of the holidays. Let them be what they're supposed to be, not what you fantastically dream about them someday being when you're married, when you have kids, when you fill in the blank. Like I said earlier, live in today and stay in the day and embrace what the day brings you with open arms, and maybe you'll discover something new this year, but you have to be willing to look for it. And then whatever you can do not isolate. That's the only do night advice I'm going to give. Do not isolate.
Don't stay. Don't go home, close the door, pull the covers over your head.
It will not serve you. It will only make it worse. Even if you don't have connection here, go in the mall. And the Valley Plaza has got this amazing place over by between Macy's and JCPenney's where there are, 80 or 97,000 children crawling all over this play area that they've got there. And it is wild. Go sit there and watch kids for 20 minutes. I like
that idea. I like that.
Yeah, other than the fact that security will come haul you away.
No, they won't. They'll just think you're another parent, I promise. Don't Google at them. Just watch kids.
No, but
play.
I can see that. That's interesting.
Yeah. And then one of the things I talk about also in the Holiday Blues support group is comedy. Comedy is very powerful for lifting the spirits.
Oh, sure.
And I will assign two times a day, spend 15 minutes watching comedy on YouTube.
Absolutely could not agree more.
And puppies and kittens, it's the puppy factor. It is good for you.
That is absolutely the best advice you could possibly give. I don't care what your sense of humor, what you find funny, but you can find something that you find funny on YouTube. What a great choice you have there. And it could be sitting watching puppies and kittens, or it could be sitting there watching some really rude adult comedy kind of a thing. But if it makes you laugh, that's all that matters.
Just get yourself laughing.
Yeah. Very good. Let's get Kathy in here with us. Kathy, welcome to the Jazz McKay Show. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What you got?
Well, my husband was a pain management patient of Dr. Mensink a couple years ago. And he just passed away. He'll be 3 months on the 29th. And about 90% of my family has passed away, so I got a lot of depression going on, and plus I can't find a job. I had to leave work to take care of my husband, and now I can't find a job. So I'm just trying to get through the day, day by day.
Kathy, are you still a client at the practice?
No, he was a patient through another doctor's office before he had the practice.
Yeah, that was when I was doing neurosurgery, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, he had a neurostimulator on his spinal cord because he had a broken neck for 50 years.
Wow.
So I had to leave work to go on unpaid family medical leave, and now I'm still looking for a job.
I hope you will consider joining us on Tuesday nights and let us support you through that time, Kathy, over at Wellspring. I think it would be good for you.
What's the number again?
The number at Wellspring is 661-489-5953. And then our website is wellspring-journey.com. There's no fee for the Holiday Blues Support Group. We just want to help people. And so I hope that you can join us. Yeah.
And Kathy, probably the most important thing that Dr. Rose has mentioned, do not isolate. This is time to...
Funny she said that, because that's what I've been doing for a day and a half. I've actually been working in the fields with the neighbor just to get out of the house to do something. So I've been picking tangerines the last 3 days.
Good.
My husband, he respected you a lot. He just always had really good things to say about you. He felt really comfortable around you.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. That means a lot.
Kathy, you take care of yourself, all right, honey?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, it can just break your heart.
The holidays are hard for a lot of people. And sometimes what causes depression is just the things that happen in life that get highlighted. The loss gets highlighted at the holidays.
Mm.
It gets a light shined right on it, what you don't have.
Well, you mentioned the mall, and unfortunately you go to the mall if you're trying to not be isolated and everything at home. You go to the mall, and all of these people are right there. And they're all happy and smiling and having just a wonderful old time, around the Christmas holidays. And I don't know, does that make you feel worse?
Well, a lot of what people contend with at the holidays is what they don't have. Right? We think that we miss things in life that other people have. And be it children or the ability to have children. Or a spouse, or a marriage that's breaking up, or there's loss all around us. But we get to choose every single day what we water. And what you water grows. And if you water and focus on the things that hurt you and you don't have in life, then you're going to fall into a hole. But if you water things that cause you to grow and that bring health and life to you, then you're going to thrive.
I like the idea of volunteering.
Yeah.
Because I think that enables you to get out and make real close relationships with people that can be close relationships anyway, I guess, with people that need help like you do. So
yeah,
serving
is a very powerful way to combat depression and anxiety.
Jazz, the fact of the matter is, when you really start to look at depression, it's one of the most self-centered places you can be in life. And all of these things are a way of getting rid of that self-centeredness.
Isn't the id, which is the self-centeredness, isn't that a natural part of the human psyche?
Well, sure, but here's the thing. If you have too much of all me, 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 and I believe depression is actually a very self-centered you know, state of mind kind of thing, it's not good for you, and bad things happen.
No, you're right.
That's
about
why
that.
We need people like Dr. Rose.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Rose, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
It's great to see you again.
Thank you.
Dr. Menson, God bless you, my friend, and we'll talk again soon. We'll see you next Monday for sure, and probably in between as always.
All right, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll be right back, folks. More of the Jazz McKay Show to come right here on KNZR.
Too cold or too hot, give Holders a shot.